Okay.
All right. What's up? You're listening.
Wait, wait, hang on. Okay. So what's up? You're listening to STWLIMSA2.
Wait, why are we fucking it up? Just say the letters.
Okay. We're gonna go on one, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. What's up, everybody? Welcome to STWLIMSA2GBI97. That's right. It's songs that we liked in middle school as two guys born in 1997. And we're back for another week with some new songs. This week, I'm going to be talking about Dynamite by Tayo Cruz, Stone Cold Classic, and Isaac.
Yep, I got the song Opposite of Adults by Chitty Bang.
Oh, dude.
Another banger.
One of my absolute favorite songs. I'm so excited that you picked that. Can't wait to talk about it. But first, I think, as is tradition, how was your day?
My day was pretty good. I had just another normal day at work, I guess. I listened to a new episode of the Joe Rogan podcast came out today. So I listened to that on my drive home. That's pretty good. I forget who the name was, but it was some guy that used to be 500 pounds and now he's like 200 pounds. So I think Joe Rogan was into that.
Down
to we had a thunderstorm today too in Northern Virginia. That was pretty cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you love the weather updates. There's a little rainy here. Okay. But not much else going on. Very gray day. Had chili for dinner. That was awesome.
That's pretty good.
You love to eat some chili. Really nice, warm, cozy meal.
What's going on in the sock world?
Not a whole lot. Gave my 2 weeks, right? Because I got the job. So kind of like last week of school vibes where it's like, I'm like still here, but really like, I mean, I have work to do.
Well,
I'm
how
doing
much
my
time,
work, but.
How much time are you taking off before you start?
I start on Monday. So my last day is this Friday, and then I start the other job.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Because they were like, they really need help, so.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get in there. Yeah, I got my car inspected today, and it did not pass. Very cool. But we're thinking we'd probably just drive it across the country anyway.
Okay. Because yeah, they don't check that.
I mean, not really, especially if you're, out and about outside the state. You know, there's different stickers in different places. I don't think they're looking for it because we're going across the country, so.
Yeah, I think that'll be fine.
Yeah, but other than that, you know, just another day in the life.
Is this still the same car that you had in high school?
Oh, yeah, Lucy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Classic.
It's an old car.
2006, dude. Yeah, like people graduating high school who were born in 2006. Wait.
Is that true now?
Yes.
Those people are 15 now?
Yeah, I guess not graduating high school, but they're in
high school. I guess if they're a savant, they're graduating high school.
Man, I wonder what this podcast would be if we were born in 2006.
You know? Yeah.
Because then middle school would have been like 2018.
We'd have Closer by the Chainsmokers. That would be like, Oh, this is such middle school vibes.
Dude. Yeah, that would be crazy if you're bopping to that in middle school. I mean, honestly.
Or Old Town Road. Yeah, dude, my fifth grade graduation, they played Old Town Road. It was
man,
sick.
You got to be careful. We're doing songs that we liked in college as two guys born in 1997 right now, and that's just not the name
that's
of the
true.
Show.
That's not why people tune into this.
No, definitely not. Good updates. Heck yeah, I'm trying to come visit as well. We're probably gonna be driving through DC, so I'll let you know about that.
Yeah, I mean, I live here, so come through.
I mean, I will, but once I'm there, you better hang out.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. You want to jump in?
Yeah, I think we should jump in. I think enough about us. Let's get to the music.
Okay, so first song, Dynamite by Tayo Cruz.
I think you should go first. I went first last time. You go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll start off, share some memories of this song.
Yeah.
I feel like this song's a little bit old. I looked it up. It came out in like 2009. I think we were like, we weren't even necessarily in middle school at that point, right? We were still, or maybe we just got in sixth grade or something.
Close. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So I feel like I was a little young to like be like forming exact memories of this song, but I feel like it was, I feel like the song is a little indie. It's not, it's like, it's still mainstream, but it feels like a little like you're like, I'm kind of a different person to listen to it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if you get that vibe.
I think so.
Yeah. So I don't know if I necessarily feel like, oh, this is totally my party song or my middle school dance song or anything like that. But it's just like, you just listen to it on your iPod Nano. And you're like, damn, like I'm kind of a cool guy for listening to this song because my parents don't listen to this song. I'm the opposite of an adult.
Right.
Right. That's where that's where the name comes from.
Is that, oh man, I actually never thought about that.
Yeah, you never thought about that before?
Yeah. Because it's like they're kids, right?
Yeah. It's a child anthem. The anthem of a child.
Would you say, so it sounds like you have kind of similar vibes to as I do with Cooler Than Me, where it's like, it's just like a cool song and you walk around and you're like, I'm cool.
Yeah, it's just like a cool song.
And it's like nice to listen to as well, for sure. Like,
yeah.
They got some good lyrics. And of course, the MGMT sample are pretty much rip. They're just rapping over the song, I think. But
yeah, and then of course, the key, if you remember what key it's in.
I super don't.
Do we want to do the quiz again?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it my best shot, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be a hard guess. All right, so we get what, the first 10?
Yeah, first 10, 50 seconds.
We'll get like the first bit here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel like major or minor, that's a pretty easy one.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go minor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it seemed like it was like kind of like the background. The I don't know what
you
call it.
Oh, wait. I think I have the wrong thing. I had the key for your song. So hold on. You may be right, actually.
I think it's minor. I'm going to guess. That's my final answer.
Oh, I mean, okay.
50-50.
No. Okay, this is according to hooktheory.com. Nice. But it says it's in major. It's a major song. Which I feel like I would have guessed, but I don't know. This is why you're the one guessing, so that you can learn this stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad. I have a bad ear. I'm not great at I mean, I'm great at listening to music. I'm not great at understanding what I'm listening to, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine. All right,
all right, so it's major. It's major.
It's major. Well, according to this website, I haven't.
Can you find this. Another? Can you find the same key on another website for me, just to verify?
Musicstacks.com. This is the same exact thing. So.
All right. So, peer-reviewed data here. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So it's major. It's major, and I'm gonna go with, I'm gonna go with B flat major.
Oh, you're so close. It's A major.
Oh, dude.
Literally a half step off.
All right.
There'd be two half steps if we were using the Indian scale.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Got to make sure you get that out there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there you have it. I mean, all right. So I'm 0 for 2 so far.
It's fine.
I think if I ever get 4 for 4 on an episode, I think we really gotta do some sort of celebration.
We gotta take a tequila shot if that happens.
All right, deal.
Okay, it's a deal.
I'll have to buy some tequila for next.
Yeah, just in case. Just in case. All right, and then the two fun facts I learned about Chitty Bang. One, apparently they're from Philly.
Cool. Go Birds.
I don't know. Yeah, Philly's like a cool city. And the other one is apparently. Chitty, the guy, it's like a duo, right? And Chitty, mm-hmm. the guy who that part of the name is named after, holds the Guinness World Record for the longest freestyle rap ever at like 8.5 hours.
Which is insane.
Yeah, and like, also it's set on Wikipedia.
I'm sorry. I was just going to ask, like, do you think it has to be, like, coherent bars? Like, he's actually rapping? Or can he just, like, repeat himself a bunch as long as he continues to talk? Like, what are the rules about how good the freestyle has to be?
So I don't know exactly about that. I thought you were going to ask, can he use the bathroom in the middle of this?
That is
the answer is yes, but you have to keep rapping through it. So it said on the Wikipedia article that he used the bathroom twice while competing for the world record, but he still rapped. That's how I got it.
You got like the Bluetooth microphone, so it's like he's in the bathroom peeing and it's coming up the speakers.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go.
Maybe it's not a family friendly rap, but it's enough for the Guinness Book of World Records. So,
right. Well, there you go. Yeah, because I believe it's the other guy's the producer, Zafun, because that's why they say that at the beginning.
Okay.
That's a little bit of a music fact for you. A lot of times when they like say a name at the beginning, it's like the producer of the song.
Like DJ Khaled?
Yeah, it's precisely.
Okay. That's where that comes from.
I gotta say, has some tracks that I think belong on this podcast. At least one comes to mind immediately.
But we'll get to that later. Cool. Do you want to listen to the song?
Yeah, let's tune in. I guess I didn't really talk a lot about this song just because I didn't pick it, but I found this song from a Need for Speed video game ad. And I thought it was the coolest shit I'd ever heard. I thought the beat was like so like hype and cool and just like, I don't know. It really ignited something in me. I like downloaded all of their music after hearing this song and was like a huge Chitty Bang fan for a while there.
Wait, what did you download it on?
It was definitely my iPod Nano Touch. No, I had a Touch at that point.
So well, but Touch. Like what website? Because I feel like there's a bunch of like pirate stuff.
I always got my stuff off of like freshnewhiphop.com, and it's just whenever a song would come out, there'd be like an MP3 link.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'd put those into iTunes and bop them over. Yeah, I had to like get all the custom album artwork too. It's classic.
Yeah. I remember I think uTorrent, that was a thing when we were like in middle school. You could use that for like movies and songs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got a torrent. Torrent. It's illegal. And I never.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. For my FBI officer who's listening right now, I did not actually use uTorrent. That was just a joke.
Totally a joke?
Yeah. Totally a joke.
I would never do that.
Exactly.
All right. Let's listen.
So fresh how we flow, everybody get this down from us. Once was a kid with the other little kids, now I'm ripping up shows and the fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. Remember you as a kid, reminisce days of the innocence.
I feel like that chorus is just like super funky. Like you have the one super high synth thing that's like, it just makes me want to get down. And then there's like the drum, I don't know. I don't know exactly. I can't like describe music that well, but
it's no. Just, I think I you're like doing like, an amazing job.
There's like the synth and the drums and the bass and the words, and they're all so good, right?
And they all come together to form
into like a song.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, I mean, I would say that maybe like 70% of what makes this song good is just the beat, and a lot of that is MGMT song, because that's a really good song.
That's true.
But also, I mean, Zafun, he chopped it. Like, it's a different beat. It's not like they're literally just rapping over it now that I'm listening to it. Like, I mean, he had to convert it into something that they could rap over. And so I think, you know, like, the artistry of that is something in and of itself that I respect, but it's definitely a lot of credit to MGMT, yeah. I think.
But yeah, I also think I agree with you that this is a lot. This feels like when we were talking about Cooler Than Me last time, like this seems like a song that you would just like put on your earbuds, or I guess they didn't have earbuds back then, your iPod, Apple, earphones, and just like walk down the street and like feel cool.
Do you think earbuds means AirPods?
Oh, AirPods, sorry. You're right. I messed up.
Because I had earbuds for sure. Like, I think anything with earbuds. A plastic tip is an earbud. Sorry. Semantics.
Yeah.
Welcome to Semantics Corner with Fox Winters. And I mean, you said something that I was going to riff off of, and I forget. But it's definitely that type of song. It could be like a pregame song, I feel like. It's kind of like that type of hype up, like, or if you're going on a run. Like, it's got that kind of vibe. For me,
this is well. I feel like just hearing that beat, I feel like I'm like where I am right now is I'm like at a pregame for like a formal, and there are a bunch of like sorority sisters there, mm-hmm. and then they hear the song and then they start screaming.
Yeah,
because you know, sorority sisters are always just screaming at each other.
I think honestly, that could be an alternative name for the podcast because from what I have experienced with just girls in college in general, it's that this era of music evokes a level of nostalgia that is just overpowered.
Yeah,
I was at a party once where we had like a packed house, and my buddy goes to me and he's like, "Watch this! I'm about to make these people go nuts." And he just all he does is he just puts on Mr. Brightside, and instantly the energy level of the party went up like six notches. It was insane.
Yeah,
people
love
Mr. Brightside.
This is how it works.
Which I think is not a song that belongs on this podcast. Notably.
No, that's like an early 2000s song. It's like pop punk.
It's eternal though. Really, really timeless.
Yeah, it's a good song.
All right, we talked enough. Let's keep going.
Yeah,
we got some more verses to listen to.
All right, what do you think about that verse? What do you think about the rapping on that?
It was good. I really like the checks line, and I think his
what was that line?
Let me pull up the Rap Genius here.
The one thing I thought that I liked is he was talking about like being on the playground and stuff, and like pretty girls, like sixth grade me. I'm like, I get that. I understand what he's talking about.
Hell yeah, you're
pretty all girls are recess, dude. I'm all about that.
Play at Foursquare and whatnot.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's see. What am I thinking of here? Cereal style, cereal aisle. I need checks.
That's pretty good. It's pretty nuanced.
I mean, it just sounds like he's saying cereal aisle. I mean, the style is there, I guess.
A lot of people wouldn't get that. A lot of people right over their heads. They'd be like, checks and cereal? I don't understand. Are you reading more stuff?
And the last bit, at the end of the verse, he says, and Zafoon, thank you for the crack. Which you would think, drugs. But Rap Genius is saying that he asked Zafoon to have a crack at it because he was going to give it to another rapper. And he's like, let me have a crack at it.
Huh.
And that's why he says, thank you for the crack.
Who's interpreting this?
A random person on Rap Genius.
Okay. Yeah, I trust that. That makes sense.
One comment. The comment says nothing. You got to sign up to look at that. I don't have that. We're not doing that. One thing I wanted to ask is the like buzzy type synth that they use a lot in this track. I don't know how to
like
describe it except
for the
buzzy
high part.
No, the low part. The like, it's almost like percussion.
Oh, okay. Wait, can you play it again so I can hear it?
Yeah, so it's... We get so fresh, how we flow, everybody get this down from
us. Was a kid with the other little kids, now I'm ripping up shows. Yeah, I definitely hear it.
It's like it's on the same beat as the higher synth, but it's just like this like background noise that I think actually adds a lot to the...
No, you can
that's like what
buzz.
I listen to.
It's like, She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know how like the intro kind of sounds like an old-timey record? Playing around like a scratch,
yeah.
I think it's just like that, like a little effect, like you had
it's
a little.
It's like a black and white filter, but it's for the audio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yes.
I really liked in how the beat switched up in the verse as well. Like how it's like a lot more hype during the chorus and then becomes low key when he's actually like rapping.
Yeah, it's a versatile song. Versatile.
And like the really high synth like pops in and out. Like it's not there anymore. And every so often they'll be like, bap, out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, that's good.
That's nice.
Well, it's
nice.
What's Alive by Lil Jon.
Yeah.
That song? It's like how there's the main part with the low synth, but then it gets to the chorus. And really all that happens is the synth just goes an octave up, but it sounds really cool. I think it's the same principle here.
Yeah, it's very simple, but very effectively implemented.
Yeah, exactly.
Mommy, I'm sorry. This life is a party. I'm never growing up. Can I please get a little bit of knowledge? Somebody tell Roth that I don't love college. Because the real world's kind of like real world. And it's drama, so you are Svetlana and I'm just a rhymer. Swimming in the water, trying to dodge the piranha and fly to Bahamas. Pretty little...
That's a good line.
So fresh how we flow, everybody get this down. Yo, I once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and the fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never growing up. Once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems when I get it, I'm a pound.
Get that little extra synth now?
Yeah, that's
slightly
good.
Higher. Ooh. That's nice.
With the other little kids, now I'm ripping up shows and the fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry.
Good song, good track. So also something that I just noticed from you pulling up the lyrics is when he says the my clothes come fitted the lid store. I don't know why, but I always thought he was saying that my clothes come fitted the lint store. It's like lint is like clothes. Yeah. I guess that doesn't make any sense now that I'm thinking about it. Lids is like where you buy hats, right?
Fitted hats.
Yeah, fitted hats. Yeah. So that makes I guess more sense than my lyric interpretation.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. Before you look at the lyrics of a song, everyone has those like, oh man, that's what they were saying this whole time. Damn.
Yeah. All right, but yeah. So I think we both kind of decided this was a good pregame vibe song.
Oh yeah, big time.
I don't know if I would necessarily. I guess. Maybe like a driving song too. Like you're like going, like you're about to start a road trip and you're like, yo, let me turn this up.
It feels great to drive fast too. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. Yeah. Now that it's summer too, I feel like it's more fun to drive fast, roll down your windows and then play Opposite of Adults by Chitty Bang. It's just like a thing that I think now I'm honestly going to do tomorrow when I drive to work.
It'll be amazing. I bet you'll have
a
great
time. It'll be awesome. Yeah. And honestly, I would rate this song 9 out of 10. This way,
9 out of 10? I would highly rate this song. I think 9.5 for me. I love this song. It is an iconic song in the history of me like getting into rap music, for sure.
Okay.
Like I think I went to the website where I got all my rap music to download this for the first time, and then I was like on there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other vibes you want to add?
I was just kind of... I want to... If you are willing. I think if we could count... the like beat of that high synth, I want to know like what that rhythm is, because it's like the pretty much the entire song is built around that, right? They're like but I don't know, I'm bad at music, so
but okay. I don't know if I'm gonna be that good at it.
We don't have to, but let's just appreciate it really quick, because it's like the whole, it happens a lot, so it's easy to listen to, but I think it also kind of fades away because it keeps happening the whole time. But that's like, that's the biggest thing.
Fresh Kid C, Fresh Kid C,
yes sir.
Fresh Kid P, Fresh Kid T.
Oh yeah, we back.
Oh, and Zappo, by the way.
Yeah, Jones. Yeah.
Now, in my limited time, I gotta say, I'm thinking there's a dot involved here.
That's what I think too.
It sounds weird because of it's a dotted quarter note, or I believe quarter note.
I think when it comes in, it's on one and three.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next measure, it's like a little, it's like syncopated more.
Yeah, they just do a little jazzy something with it.
And I don't know if I'm smart enough to figure out what.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to point that out because I think it's like the whole, like it is so powerful. Like that one little.
Mm-hmm.
Because I bet if you look at that written out, it's, like, not impressive at all. It's like, oh, that's, like, a couple quarter notes. Very cool. But then it, like, is so good in this song.
Oh, but it's funky. That's the point.
So emoji-wise, we're probably thinking, what do you think, like, red solo cup, maybe?
Is that an emoji?
Yeah, there's definitely a solo cup emoji.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, this is middle school.
Yeah, but it's pregame vibes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, current emoji. Yeah, red solo cups.
I guess at the time it is more of like a sunglasses on emoji type vibe.
Sunglasses and cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a car for the driving, but who knows? But nice. That's a good one. Thank you for bringing this back to my attention.
Yeah, there we go. Going on to Dynamite.
Oh yeah, we gotta right along, and I mean this. This may be like, it's one of the definitive songs of this era.
I think I would agree. One thing too, I'm actually glad, but I actually almost chose this song too because I was listening to like some throwback playlists to like prepare for this, and I was like, "Oh, Dynamite, that's a good song." But I was like, "I don't know, maybe I'll keep searching around." So it's a good thing we didn't both choose the same song, yeah. which may happen when we keep continuing.
I think it's fun if we do though, because then we can just do a double deep analysis.
Double
go extra double deep talking about it.
Yeah, that'll be the double deep episode.
Right, it's finally here, the double deep episode. One interesting thing that like I don't really remember, but "Break Your Heart" feat. Ludacris is like as big, if not bigger, than this song, but it hasn't stood the test of, like, I don't see it included in those playlists, but Dynamite is. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I definitely remember that song.
But Break Your Heart came out, was the single before Dynamite, and it went to, like, number one on the charts.
Huh.
And Dynamite, I believe, peaked at two. So it didn't even get to number one. But it is, like, the more iconic song off of this album, almost certainly.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with that.
Something about it just is more powerful, has more staying power. And I gotta say, I don't think it's the lyrics, because oh man, if you listen to what he's saying, it is goofy. This songwriting is nuts.
For Dynamite?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah, we can dive into it.
I mean, I'm just talking. I guess vibes-wise, this is maybe the pinnacle of jumping up and down with your hand in the air at a middle school dance type song for me.
I think I would 100% agree with that.
The beat is just perfect for that. It's like such a like.
It's so easy. It's so easy to dance to.
Yeah, and I think that's why it saw a lot of success from the UK, notably. So this was like his crossover hit that kind of gained mainstream validation for him, you know, because he was just like on the UK radio stations and he wasn't really getting.
Oh, is Tyler Cruz from the UK?
All right, now I know that we're recording this, so I can check and see if I'm right, but I'm pretty sure I just said that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I think I spaced for a little bit.
Dude, we're doing a podcast. You can't just space out.
Wait, sorry.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, he's from the UK. So, first of all, not much of an accent, really. Interesting.
That's a good point.
I wouldn't say that, you know, like someone like Skepta or like, Stormzy, you get like the like, wow, this guy is British. He raps.
Or who's the Man's Not Hot guy?
Big Sheck.
Yeah, Big Sheck. Like that's Sheck. That's a British rapper, in my opinion.
Two, but not Tyler Cruz. Full. He's more of an R&B type guy, like a Chris Brown archetype.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
He'd be singing. Do you have any like initial thoughts about it at all, or do you want to just get the nostalgia away from listening?
Well, we can get into it. Do you want to guess what the key is?
Oh, yep, of course. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because it's only a drum beat.
I'll give myself a little extra time.
I came to dance, 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 dance. Yeah. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. Yeah. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Yeah. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, I'm already getting hyped. This is definitely major. It's easily major.
Yeah, okay, there we go. First one of the night.
So people who actually listened, you'll notice that the last time Isaac said that he had my song pulled up, and I guessed minor, and he said I was wrong. So there was guaranteed true. Correct guess here. And I did cheat. I did. So what are you going to do?
Okay. we'll still count it. We'll still count it.
Count it. One for three. And the key? I don't know. I feel like all of these have been sitting around like B flat, A, B, like that area. They're all.
How about this? I'll give you a hint. It has four sharps in it.
Four sharps in it. That is, funnily enough, that's actually not a hint. But does that
mean? Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean, dude? Of course.
It's sharp then, I guess. But.
No. Well, because G has one sharp in it. Okay. G major has one sharp in it.
Okay. So I don't know that, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I did learn it at one point. I remember learning it in jazz band. We had like a music, when we would just put the instruments down and do music theory.
Yeah, that was fun.
Those were the days. And I didn't retain any of it, apparently. All right, my final guess, it's going to be C sharp.
No, I think, isn't C sharp everything is sharp?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's true. But this is actually E major.
E major. Four sharps in E major. See now?
Yeah. What do we got? F? Okay. I don't have to list all the sharps.
Okay. But you're saying so like it goes G, F. No. It goes down and then like there's more sharps. Like how do you keep. Could I just count up from G four times and that would be four sharps? You know what I'm saying?
I actually don't know how it works. I don't know. But I guess you can just. That's something you could know.
All right. So welcome.
I'm not going to say I remembered it. I'm just saying I saw it on the thing.
Welcome to two guys who don't know music theory. Talk about music theory. It's very interesting.
Exactly.
You know that scales have notes on them. I'm told G is one of them.
Can we put this under educational?
Well, do you want to just get into it?
Yeah, we can get into it.
Let's get into it. Let's play from the beginning because, you know, for the culture.
Came to dance, 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 dance. Yeah. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. Yeah. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Yeah. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. Yeah, yeah, cause it goes on.
That is, it's dynamite is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. The, I would say the intro lyrics are not super fire. Like I'm wearing all my favorite brands. Give me space for my hands.
That is an infamously mocked lyric from what I could gather in my research. Like I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. he couldn't come up with more words. So he just repeated the same one. I mean, it's kind of catchy. It's kind of catchy, though. You gotta admit.
Have you heard the new you know who Dixie D'Amelio is, right?
Oh yeah, dude. Oh, are you gonna bring up One Day, Just One Day?
Yeah, really, 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 really sad.
Yeah. I mean, why use many word when few word do trick? Am I right?
Yeah. Just let it be noted that Tayo Cruz did it first in Dynamite.
And better, I would 100% argue. Sorry to the Zoomers that are listening.
Yeah, I would say repeating really.
Dixie stands.
Yeah, repeating really is not, that's not super descriptive.
And that's the chorus of her song, notably. Like, that's like one, that's a one-off, like, verse, you know?
Yeah.
Although he might do it more later on through here. I honestly don't remember. Came to move,
get out the way of me and my crew. That doesn't really rhyme. Close to what I'm gonna do, just what the phone came here to do.
Oh, got it.
We got the clean version.
I don't know if there is an explicit version. Like, I haven't found a version where he does say the F word there. So like the piano notes here? Like, just the hits in the background. I feel like that's very classic, like almost like One Direction type vibes, maybe, I might say. Like,
yeah, I'd agree with that. I would also say Tayo Cruz did it first.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe Coldplay is more what I'm thinking, but like and he just uses it in the chorus to kind of switch things up. But this song has a lot of those hits where you can just feel yourself jumping every time that it comes in.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
It's just
I would also say maybe not necessarily a bad memory, but an odd memory I have associated with this song is my gym teacher in seventh grade had like a meme on her office.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when like adults like print out memes and they put them on their wall.
Yeah.
It was a picture of Galileo and it said, "I throw my telescope in air sometimes saying, Ayo, I'm Galileo." And now I hate myself for it. But whenever I hear this song, that's what I hear.
Now, here's something I actually hadn't thought about and we haven't brought up yet. Where did you go to seventh grade? Where were you for that?
Yeah, I went to school in China for...
Yeah. Like, your entire part of your middle school took place in China, which is a bit of a sleeper twist to the whole dynamic, I think. Although you're listening to the same music, right?
Like, yeah, they just listen to pop punk in China.
Well, didn't you also go to like an international school with people from all over the world or whatever?
Yeah, I didn't. Well, yeah, it's a good point. I didn't know any Chinese people,
which is weird because you were in China.
Yeah. I mean, I would say overall, it's like a weird situation.
Right? I mean, cool experience, right? Didn't you?
Yeah.
Saw an elephant.
But anyways, so long story short. I went seventh grade. I was in China and my gym teacher printed out a meme of this song, but it was Galileo. And that's where that story was going.
I'm going to think it myself now. So you've spread the plague to me. So very, very well done.
The bridge.
Let's go.
Give it up for the bridge. I'm gonna be the last one landing, cause I
believe it, and I just want it. This is where you jump slightly slower for a little bit in anticipation of jumping a lot at the end of the song.
Everyone's jumping.
You're vibing. You can't stop. What a way to end it, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like that was super true what you said, where like there's the one part like between the bridge and when the chorus starts again, where it's like you don't really know how to dance to that part because it's like the break and everyone's just like, let's get ready to jump in a second.
We're almost to the hype part again.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's just, again, it's kind of similar. I said this about Cooler Than Me Too, and I'm trying not to repeat myself too much, but a lot of these songs I feel like have that kind of just like always on type vibe, where like when it's going, it's like pushing really fast. And it's just beat out, like there's hits constantly. There's like 8 different synths like going all over each other, all over the place on this song. Like they're building a lot of layers of sound.
I wouldn't say that the high point of this song is the masterful lyrics.
No.
I would just say, you know, it's just the lyrics are basically filler in terms of the verses. And you get the chorus that's just like, we're going to light up the club like dynamite.
Yeah.
And then everyone just vibes to that. Like people are like, yeah, we can do that. That's easy enough. Those are simple instructions that we can all follow.
Jesus.
Ooh, Gesundheit.
I sneezed on the pod, dude. First ever pod sneeze. Let's go. Pardon me.
Should we have a ticker?
One. Sneeze counter. One. It's also very easy to learn the lyrics to this song, which I think may have contributed to its success. Like, it'll get in your head, and then you will just know it, because there's only, like, 2 things that happen lyrically.
I mean, this song was definitely made to go straight to radio.
Yeah.
Especially considering there isn't even a explicit version of it.
There might be. I haven't found it. I mean, I just went on Spotify, and I have the... Like, I don't have it.
Maybe in the special edition album?
Yeah, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Nope.
Nope.
I guess the world may never know.
All right, cool. Vibes for the song. So far, I think we got middle school dance.
Yeah, it's very middle school dance.
Yeah.
It's also a little bit... I mean, I don't know if it was summer. I associate all of these songs with summer for some reason, I think. Because a lot of them carried over, right? You know, like, they hang around for a while.
That's when it came out, right? I mean, I remember the first time I listened to the song, it was, like, playing, like, pick up basketball or something, like, over summer break or whatever.
Yeah,
and I think so, was too. Like, yo, you gotta listen to this new track.
It's fire, bro.
Yeah, it's fire.
It's dynamite.
Literally.
And I think, what do you think of the vocal performance here? Like, he does a pretty good job, I think. Like,
he's okay. He's no Chris Brown. I feel like Chris Brown is like the real, this like the masterful singer of like this kind of genre.
Yeah. I would agree. I think for the most part. I mean, there's some others, but I mean, I guess I don't really know. Who else? Akon? Akon does this kind of thing, kind of?
I think Akon uses a lot of autotune, but I feel like, you know, that's like,
No,
I'm just saying that's part of what makes it like sound good.
This is definitely a pro Akon podcast. Let's just get that out there right now.
Yeah, we're pro Akon. I would definitely say I'm pro T-Pain. Can we include T-Pain songs in this?
Oh yeah, I think like,
are there any?
Yeah, I think Buy You a Drink is definitely this, right?
Or Kiss.
Kiss for sure. Yeah. Both of those.
Nappy Boy Radio Live.
I mean, that's an easy shoo-in, but we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Just more of a preview.
Yeah, I mean, this track, I think, honestly, I wouldn't rate it that highly. I think a lot of it is, like, the nostalgia of it.
Yeah, I would give it, like, a 7.
Yeah, I think I was going to go, like a 7, so that was my rating as well.
I think it's an easy song to get into, but it doesn't have the nuance that, say, maybe some of the other songs we've listened to have.
Yeah, it feels much more manufactured, much more like industry plant type pop, where it's like, we need this type of song, and then they make it. It's not like an original.
Yeah, exactly.
As much, you know. No hate to Tyle Cruz. I don't know what his process was. I was unable to find very much information about the making of Dynamite. He's kind of fell off. I don't know if you noticed, but...
Yeah, I haven't noticed.
We're not seeing a lot of Tyle Cruz these days.
He just made his mark on the music industry and left.
Peaced out.
Yeah, all
right,
cool.
Emoji? Did we decide on an emoji?
Oh, emoji? What? The last one was Solo Cup emoji?
Solo Cup emoji, yeah. Pre-game vibes.
Is it cheating to say the fire emoji?
No. I think that's... dead on, to be honest.
I would say either the fire emoji or the party hat emoji.
Party
like,
guy emoji.
Where like the other guy is wearing the party hat.
I like party hat emoji, I think, for this one more so than the fire one. Although there is a, I'm pretty sure there's a dynamite emoji, but that's maybe a little too long. I've made that joke like
three times
already, so.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. I mean, any thoughts on these two? I guess that's about, you know.
I just thought there are two solid choices for songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'm going to try to branch out a bit next week. I feel like we've been doing a lot of like rap type stuff so far. Mm-hmm. So I might go for something a little more mainstream poppy, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Do you want to do a quick news story? I think we got a little bit of time. I think.
Okay.
Just a quick news story. Let's check out the news. There's CNN.com. Let's see. What type of news are we looking for today?
Style news.
Today in style. Are we ready for our smart home devices to become truly smart? Probably. Let's see.
What was that one? Artful photos inside a Houston strip club.
Yeah.
I guess in Texas everything is open up now, so you can go to a strip club.
Yeah, I heard Florida is like we're back to normal, folks. We did it.
Yeah, there we go.
they've cured COVID. I still need my second shot. We're working on it, but we're almost there.
When'd you get your first one?
Last week. So on our way.
Which one did you get?
Pfizer game.
Okay, yeah, okay. Part of the upper class.
Yeah, I mean it's whatever, you know. I just didn't really.
Yeah. I don't know if I would. I might hang out with someone that got Moderna, but I definitely wouldn't hang out with someone that got J&J. That's like kind of gross to me.
Man, the crazy thing about J&J people is like they act like they're fully vaccinated, but they're at what, like 60% or something?
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah. Like it's like I was that vaccinated. I was more than vaccinated after getting my first shot. You know what I mean?
And then I got another one because I'm super immune to COVID. Yeah, I'd get a third shot if they'd let me, honestly. I mean,
that's what they're making that now, right?
I don't know. I was joking. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, they're trying to make a third shot for like 6 months from now or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense because it evolves or whatever. Like they got to revaccinate everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
When does it end, Isaac?
Well, unfortunately, I saw a New York Times article that says it's never going to end. So.
Dang.
But that's a little dark maybe for ending this podcast.
Wait, I read that New York Times article was clickbait too. Are you talking about the like we'll never reach herd immunity thing?
Yeah, it was that clickbait.
I mean, did you read the whole article or did you just see the headline? Out of curiosity?
I read the first paragraph.
And then you didn't have New York Times or whatever.
Yeah, I mean as it works, so like I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't like waste my company's time anymore. So I went back to work. I'm always on that grind. So.
Props. Yeah.
Even though I guess I did technically waste some time by...
I do think that the New York Times has a tendency to throw out aggressive titles and then people don't ever read the article because they'd have to pay the New York Times to read it. So they just get...
Yeah, that's also stupid.
It's like a really like silly, I don't know, dishonest journalism in my opinion, but you know.
Right, cool. I guess I'm coming away from this learning something. Which is why this category is under the education.
Next, this episode, you'll notice that we've added the education tag, and it's because we're here to enlighten anyone who chooses to listen. All right. Well, any final thoughts?
That's a solid episode too.
Solid episode two. Stay tuned for more. I mean, we'll be back. Right now, we're on a every like 9 days schedule, so that's nice and consistent for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always on the same day, you know, it's just coming out consistently every 9 days. All right, well, this has been S.
T.
W.
L.
I.
M.
A.
You skipped S?
I skipped S. S.
Wait. Oh, yeah, S. Okay, S. So I'm A.
2.
G.
B.
I.
9.
7.
Songs that we liked in middle school as two guys born in 1997. Thank you for listening. Bye. I know a place.